Welcome to AnimeCon's TV Feedback episode for April 2015. I'm Sketch. Each month, we dedicate one episode to our viewers and share your comments and answer your questions. Let's start off with YouTube. Now, in response to failures of a spin-off cons, MattMan125 wrote, "Hearing your discussion reminded me of two conventions, AM2 and Idol Matsuri. The former headed itself against Anime Expo, which is just silly. So no surprise, they didn't last. Although, seeing how terrible Axe is handling having so many attendees in 2014, I would like to see them return. Idol Matsuri was something I wanted to attend to, but it happened right after Axe, and it was a pretty small city in Washington. They seem to have learned from their first con, takes place in mid-August and finally in Seattle. Hopefully, I can attend, but I don't think it's getting the traction it needs to be a growing con." On the same topic, After Fourth writes, "I want to mention AwesomeCon, a comic convention based in the DC area. They expanded into Indianapolis, which was dismal. They canceled Milwaukee, planned a month later due to poor registration numbers and canceled guests. Not to mention, it's the same weekend as DaishoCon and Wisconsin Dells. Or what about the case when an organization hosts another con in the same urban area, but with different name and time of year? It can oversaturate the market, look at the cons in the Chicagoland area and date of hosts. Not a good idea to pander certain fandoms and demographics." Good point. Alright, now in response to preparing food in your hotel room rewind episode, we have those now, MattMan125 asked, "Was the shower able to work?" No, it was. It was able to work. It was just a device knob that was unfamiliar. That's all. It worked. We received an email from James, the Dark Kiba. "Dear Anime Cons, hello again. I really liked the video that Patrick and Doug did on anime convention spinoffs that sadly failed. Despite the shortcomings of these spinoffs, that would still be cool as we otaku would have even more options of conventions to attend. I would have liked to have gone to Anime Expo New York or OniCon Hawaii. Hopefully someday someone will start a spin-off and it will be a success and others will follow, despite how unlikely it may appear." You know, conventions, they work, they don't, it's all a crapshoot. But Kiba continues, "I'd also like to ask why you guys didn't do a VideoCon report for Anime Boston, unless, of course, you guys are going to do one this month. If that's the case, please disregard this statement." Okay. Anime Boston is kind of the foundation of most of us going to conventions, from Patrick the one founding it, Doug being one of the first staffers in our group to be part of it, Elizabeth, Shiva, and I being cosplayers who found ourselves there. We didn't really video this year because, again, Patrick now runs the game shows that happen at the convention, our famous Anime Unscripted. Doug is one of the heads of ConOps, so he is quite literally running around putting out fires and running everything. I myself, first time ever, was this actually staff member, and I was part of the cosplay games. Similar to game shows, but cosplay related, like, we'll have cosplayers come up as characters and put them in situations like in a game show, like Dating Game and Family Feud. We also run the chess match on Sunday. Shiva, she was a presentation judge for the Masquerade this year, so it took up some of her time, and Elizabeth was actually a contestant for the fashion show, just solely costume judging, that happens for the Anime Boston Masquerade. So we were kind of busy. We've reported this con before. We always reference to this convention, so we kind of just didn't really do an overview this time. Unless Patrick just yells at me for saying this, and then we actually sit down and have an overview episode about it, but yeah. But Kiba continues, "Lastly, I have a personal question for Patrick. I know you may not answer this entirely for security reasons, but what part of California did you move to, and what's it like there? I would like to move to California someday, and could you also please give me some advice for living there?" I'm not going to answer that publicly, no. If Patrick does want to tell you, he'll probably email you back. But the only thing I can give you a suggestion is bring water. They don't have water in California. There's no water in California. By the time you get it out there, it'll be dry. Bring water. And Kiba finishes off, thank you all, and until next time, your friend and fellow otaku, sincerely James, the Dark Kiba. Alright, now we move on to Twitter. At Parv posted this on Twitter. AnimeCons TV. I am very wary of hotel coffee makers use since reading comments, meth lab and washing underwear at. I don't blame you. I can understand it. Hotel rooms are used by many people before you and after you. They clean up as many things as they can, but we have seen reports of, you know, the maid not being as thorough as they could be. Other than that, a lot of the theories are still sound. If anything, bring your own coffee maker. They come really small nowadays, you know. But it was one of our rewind episodes, and it's one of those things, like, you know, why film another one when we already had one. But I understand your concern. People are gross. Alright, and we got a voicemail. Of course we have a voicemail. And we hear it now.
Hey there, AnimeCons TV. It's a very tired and broken movie phone guy. I'm here at Anime Boston, and for once, this time, I don't have a whole lot silly to say, so let's see what went on. My days pretty much existed on the third floor up in game shows. We got to spend some time with Patrick D., the great Julie York, Sean Wilson, and the Mech, among others. Game shows were fantastic. I went to a couple excellent mecha panels. Holy crap, you run a good panel. I do love these giant robots. We got to say hi to Skance, we got to say hi to Patrick D., we got to say hi to Sheila. Yeah, Sheila. That was pretty awesome. So you guys are all super nice. The con was run really, really well. You guys had 26,000 and change from what I understand. And that was pretty great. Nothing bad that I can think of. Yeah, I should have something else creative here. But it's been a long weekend. Thanks for doing such a great job, guys. And especially those of you that staffed, you're awesome. Have a great day. Bye.
Ooh, so close. You almost had AnimeCon's bingo. You didn't see Elizabeth. But yes, Anime Boston did cap at 26,475 attendees. And then added on warm bodies. Big growth for them this year. surprisingly, considering they also had to cap the convention due to the Heinz. Yeah, we had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Or that weekend. So it was really good to hear. And it was also nice to bump into Movie Phone. Gotta call him Rev, you know. Not Rue, Rev. Good to be calling Rev. He calls me Doodle. Anyway! Now, let's take a look at anime conventions that are coming up through June 2015 as found on animecons.com. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, Patrick reports from Spring KrakenCon and probably complains about the viewing area in the dealer's room again. And we bring you another episode for AnimeCons TV Rewind. And speaking of Rewind, did you like our last episode with cooking in a hotel room? What old segments would you like to see us feature? And what new topics should we cover in an episode? Believe me, we cater to your needs. Let us know. You can leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE, that's 762-233-7828, and remember, the E is for savings. You can also email us at podcast@animeconstv. Now, tell your friends to subscribe to us. Like anything on the internet, we need subscribers. So you can subscribe to us on iTunes at itunes.animecons.tv or on YouTube at youtube.com/animecons podcast or watch on our site at animecons.tv. You can also find us on the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Tumblr. All right. Now, honestly, we want to hear from you. Movie Phone can't carry the show monthly. You know, we need other people. So if you have comments on this episode or suggestions for future episodes, leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE, 762-233-7828, or email us at podcast@animecons.com. No, I got that wrong. Oh, no. Patrick's got to edit this. Or email us at podcast@animecons.tv. I actually want to read the Google translation of Movie Phone. This is hysterical. Hey there, Animecons CV is a very tired and broken movies own guy. On the internet, I'm a Boston pencil. Once this time, I don't have a lot, so I just think, so let's see what went on. My dear, it's pretty much adjusted on the third floor. I think you shows we get spent some time with Patrick. The. Have a great Julie York, Sean Wilson, and the subnet among others. Jay shows a fantastic I went to a couple actual naked panels. Holy crap. Doug, you're a good panel. I do location giant robots. I got to say hi, statue. That's a had a patch. I think we got to say hi to she, you know. Yeah, she left. That was pretty awesome, so you guys are all super nice. Icon was won really, really well. You guys had 26,000. Change from what I understand. And I was pretty late, nothing bad that I can think of. Yeah, I should have something else. Creative here, but it's been a long weekend. Hi, Serena, with such a great dot job. Nice, and especially those units that you're awesome. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, technology.